We're in the Kesas HaSeifer, Simen Yud Dalid, Seif Beis. Dalid Sheitin Shebein Chumash L'Chumash, Etzrichu Chachamim, L'Mitzvah B'Lechud Hu, V'Loi L'Ikuv. The four lines that we have between each of the Chumashim of the Torah, which was required by Chazal, they're just L'Mitzvah, and it's not Ma'akiv. In other words, if one did not leave those four lines, it's not Ma'akiv. Mihu, Hainu, Im Hoysif Oigora. That's if you made, let's say, five lines or three lines. Aval ilo shavik ravcha klal. But if there's no revach at all between the svarim, in other words, between lamashal bereishis and shemais, there's no revach at all. Mifsal sefer Torah b'hachi. That would indeed passel the sefer Torah. Diloi nafak bein kol chumish v'chumish michlala de parshis, because you still need at least between the chumashim at least a sheer parsha. If there's no recognizable parasha psucha between the chumashim, mifsal sefer Torah afilu b'diavad. The sefer Torah in such an instance will be possible afilu b'diavad. In other words, you may not need four lines, but you do at least need a parasha psucha. Says the Lishka Seif Katan Gimel, the loin ofa, ken kasav atashbitz chelik aleph simin kuf ayin hey, that you need at least a shear of a parasha psucha. He found in the Meiri in other words, the Tashbit said that you need at least a parasha psucha, but according to the Meiri, between the Svarim, it's not a psucha and it's not a stuma. It's just a new metzias. So since it's a new sefer, there's nothing before it, not a psucha, not a stuma. So the Lishka is understanding that there's a machloikis here between the Tashbitz and the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef does not agree. He holds that there's a machloikis between the Tashbitz and the Meiri, and the Lishka is understanding that the Beis Yosef is going with the Meiri. But again, in the tap on the Kesis, he paskins like the Tashbitz that you do need at least a parsha psucha. Says the Keses in Halacha Dalet. Yesh Oimrim Ditzrichen Lizar Shalei Lesayim Chumash Echad Bedav Zeh. There are those that say that you can't finish, L'mashal, let's say, Parashas Sefer Bereishis at the end of a column, U'lehaschil Chumash Hasheni Bedav She'acharav, and start Sefer Shemois at the beginning of the next column. Afilu Im Yaniach Ponoi Dalet Shitin. Even if you'll leave four lines of blank space. That the end of Bereishis and the beginning of Shemois need to be on the same column. So that's the Shita of the Ritzbah and Taisus on Bava Basra in the name of the Yerushalmi. That you have to finish Bereishis and start Shemois, you have to finish Shemois and start Vayikra, etc. on the same column with four blank lines in between Bereishis and Shemois. And one should L'chadchila be machmir for the shita and make sure that the svarim end and begin on the same column with four blank lines between them. Avol b'shas hadchak, yichayin lichtev chumash echad bedav zeh, v'chumash sheni bedav she'acharav. You can finish Bereishis on one column and start Shemois on the next column. Rak she'yaniach b'nei and rebach dalet shitin, provided that in between Bereishis and Shemois you have four blank lines. Now, how do the four blank lines need to be arranged? Bein chiluk bein shiyu hadalet shitin b'soif hadaf. Doesn't make a difference if you have the four blank lines at the end of the column in which Sefer Bereishis finishes. Oy b'tchilas hadaf. Or if you have four blank lines at the beginning of the column that Shemois begins with. Oy k'tzasin b'soif, oy k'tzasin b'tchilas. If you have, let's say, two at the end and two at the beginning, Taisa Sham Tashbitsam, they say that that's also going to be perfectly acceptable. Says the Keses, Halacha Dalad. Loi Yemait Haksav Mibnei Revach Shalamata Ulamala. One should not shrink the size of the Ksav due to the gillion on the bottom and the top. What does that mean? Pirish. If somebody made sirtut on the entire column, and he did not leave the required space in the upper margin, Kishir Gimel Agudlin, which is, that's the shear. You need three thumb breaths on the top. V'yev sholei l'kalkul kol ha-sirtut, and he already made the sirtut. He can't get rid of it. She'asa. So what should he do? Sa'al kein hu reitza l'mayit b'kach ha-shura ha-elyayna. So he wants to make the top line smaller. In other words, the top line now, let's say, is 8 millimeters. So he wants to make it only 4 millimeters. And he'll start from the middle. Kadesh Yishar Gilyan Karoy. So the upper 4 millimeters, let's say, will go for the Gilyan Ha'elyain. And the bottom 4 millimeters, that's where he'll write. And that way, he'll salvage the Gilyan and he'll have a proper shear Gilyan. Lo Yasekein. He should not do that. Shelo Yehenira Kiksav Menumer. So that the Ksav should not look different than the Ksav of the rest of the Amud. Ela lo yakbid ala gilyan, he should forget about the margin, b'dieved, azoy zok de taz. V'loy mipnei revach shebein shita l'shita, nor should he shrink the size of the ksav in order to accommodate the revach shebein shita l'shita. What does that mean? K'goinim sirteit b'emtza hadav shnei shitin, she'ein revach k'dei shir b'neihem, lo yumai taksav, m'neyoy say revach. Now, let's say again, there's 8 millimeters for each line, and in the 23rd line, he made the sirtut wrong, and there's only 4 millimeters. So he's going to make a smaller ksav. So sokta kesas, he should not make a smaller ksav. Rather, he should make the regular size ksav, and he just won't have the bein shita l'shita kim loy shita. As I zokt the Gemara, according to Rashi. Says the kesas, halacha hei, v'loy mipnei revach shebein parasha l'parasha, he shouldn't shrink the size of the ksav even for the revach between the parashias. Pirish, kigoin parasha stuma shetzarach lias psucha be'emtza. You have a parasha stuma. What does a parasha stuma mean? That you need space in the middle of the line. Uksuva mishnei tzadim. Right. So you have a particular line of the column of the Sefer Torah. There's ksav at the beginning of the line and there's ksav at the end of the line, and the middle of the line is blank. So he sees that he's not going to have enough room to start at the end of the line, the next parasha. So what's he going to do? He's going to make a mini ksav. And if he has a mini ksav, then he'll have enough room for the sheer parasha in the middle, and he'll be able to fit in the last word to start the new parasha at the end of the line. He shouldn't do that. So what's he going to do? He's stuck. Eli Yizdar is don't get stuck in the mud in the first place. Work it out. Make sure that you do the shir parasha correctly, so that you shouldn't have to come on to this situation. And if Yitaka did get stuck, so what do you do then? So the Kesa says, Yitaka are noyig to make smaller letters. We just said you're not supposed to make smaller letters. So he explains the Hainu Sha'arkan Shala Oisius Menichen Ka'irich Sharha Oisius, the Ein Rachvan, V'ach Rachvan Mimaitin. The width of the letters is narrower, but the rest of the letter is the same size as all the other letters. V'chein Ein Mimaitin Ivea Kulmus. They don't use a smaller Kulmus, Sheba Kulmus Kaisvin Sharha Oisius, Kaisvin Gamelu. They use the same Kulmus to write these miniature letters. They just shrink it in the width, from right to left. And based on that, they don't believe that they're making such a big shinui, and that's why the seifrim think that they're allowed to do that and get away with it. Says the Lishka, Se'if Kotan Dalet, She'enei Nikra Shinui Kulei Hai, the Belav Hachi, Yev Shalatzamkzim Kol Kach, because Lamaisa, the seifrim are not malachim, they're not computers. It's very, very difficult. And the Seferim Taina, that the Poiskim say that you shouldn't be Mimayat HaKsav, v'shaloy l'archivay, and not to make the Ksav too big, haynu Mimayatin om Rechivin Oirich V'roich of Ha'ois, shezeu shinei aniker, when you make the Ois narrower or wider and taller or shorter. In other words, you make a Ois Rabasi or a Ois Zeira. V'cheinim loichin kulmas acheres meshuna ba'ayvi. That's what you're not allowed to do. But if you're not doing that, loy mikri shinoi, That's not called a shinoi. Valzeh saimchen, and that's what the sefer masaimchan. V'doichken k'tzas, and they squash a little bit. V'chein machivin k'tzas, they stretch the letters a little bit. B'seif ashura, at the end of a line. Sometimes they squash, sometimes they stretch. K'dei l'sayim b'seif ashura mamish, so that it should finish punct at the end of the line. V'chein sh'lei l'havir chutz l'shura, and also if you don't want to go out of the line, afilu b'ezoizis b'makam she'evsher. So again, you make narrower letters from right to left. Sha'imrim sh'yoyser noyu l'sefer, because the sefer taina that it's more nice for the sefer lasayis ha'amud b'shoivi, that it should end uniformly b'sefer sh'lei yeshur nechnezes v'shur yeitzis chutza meizar l'harchev l'chkatzer kol shu b'ayfen anizker she'enim mishunim mechavruzei kol kach. The sefer say better to change the width of the letters from right to left and finish in a uniform thing than to have all the letters the same size and end up potentially going out of the lines. But one thing they don't stretch is the endepes and the endechavs, she'ein behem noy, because that's not going to be nice at all. Also, there are particular letters that should be perfectly square. So which letters do they stretch? Aleph, Dalet, He, Lamed, Kuf, Resh, Tav. Those are the letters that they generally stretch. Ulefa'amim, Mem, Stuma. Also, Mem, Stuma sometimes is stretched. Ve'im, Divreim, Kabbalah, Nekabel. And if the Seifrim have this from tradition, then a Mekabel. Ve'tzarech, Ledakdek, Al Kalpanim, Shalei, Teshuna, Ha'ais, Mitzurasa. As long as they don't make a Shinei Tzura. V'shaloye, Hei, Resh, Kamai, Vav. If you make a narrow resh, it could look like a vav. V'chein beiz, a chav, kotzer, k'moy nun. If you make a nun, or if you make a beiz or a chav, squashed, so it could look like a nun, u'kadayma, azayzak the b'nei yayna. So this is the minig, says the b'nei yayna. And if the seferim say that this is their Kabbalah, gizuntahet. Se'if vav. Nizdamna loy b'seif ashita teva bas hayoisis. What if you have, at the end of the line, a five-letter word, like vayadaber, let's say, is a five-letter word. Lo yichtev shtayim b'teif teichadaf, so you shouldn't write the vav and the yud in the column, v'sholosh chutz l'daf, and the dalet beiz resh, out of the daf. In other words, outside of the sirta, to the left. Ella, what should you do? Gimel b'teichadaf, you should have the vav, yud, and the dalet inside the column, u'beiz chutz l'daf, and you could have the beiz and the resh out of the daf. What if there's no room to have three letters inside the column? So then just leave that space blank and start the word at the beginning of the next line. Even if you have a three-letter word, like bain, so you're allowed to write two letters, the yud and the nun, out of the daf. Kevin shal kalpanim miyuta bifnim, since you have the beis inside the line. Avalim ein ba elashtei oisius. But what if you have a word that's only two oisius, like s? Lo yichtevena chutz ladaf. You shouldn't write it outside of the column. Vafilu en beis oisius hei miteva gdeila. Even if the two letters are from a big word, v'nirin kemaiteva bifnei atzma. In other words, let's say you have the word oznehem, right? So if you have the hey and the mem at the end, outside of the column, so that's a word, heim. So lo yichtev chutz ladaf. So in such a case, you should not write that word outside of the column. V'yesh matirim b'zen, there are those that hold that that would be mutter, that's the shach. U'bedin oisiyas hashem, as far as having letters from a shame outside of the column, Ayin Le'el Simin Yud Sif Tezayin, where he discussed that by a shame, this is more chomer than by a regular word. Ayin Shom. Says the Kesis in Sifkot and Hey, Elo Gimel B'teicha Daf Ubeiz Chutz L'Daf. If you have three letters inside the Daf and two outside, that's okay. Kein Hu B'Braisa. That's what the Gemara says. U'B'Knes HaGdoyle Shebegilin HaYerideya Dikdek Ha Su Lomali. From the fact that it says that you shouldn't write two inside the daf, v'shalosh chutz l'daf, shamis minei ha-gimel toich ha-daf u'beiz chutz l'daf shari. Now, what do I have to speak it out for? I know how to read, right? If it says that I shouldn't have two in the daf and three out. So obviously I have three in and two out. That is okay. So he answers, the Mishnah Yaseira Asi Lashmi Inan, Dafka Gimel Toicha Daf, Ubeis Chutzla Daf, Vilavachi Afil B'Dievid Pasol. The Chiddush is that if I don't have three in the daf and two out of the daf, rather I have two in the daf and three out of the daf, that's going to be posel even b'di'evid. Shaloi kadas ha-poiskim, and not like the poiskim who all said that it's not ma'akif. V'siyem ba'atzma yomiu afal pi sha'anu medamen le'nasim ma'asin. And he himself understands that this is a tremendous chiddush to say that this din is ma'akif, when all the other poiskim say that it's not ma'akif. V'kashali, and it's shver to me, ulatamech, according to this reason, hadik tani reisha nizdam nila yiriya bas tes dafin lo yach lik sholosh lakan v'sheish lakan ele ar v'lakan v'chamish lakan michdi k'tani lo yach lik sholosh lakan v'sheish lakan lav shamis mino. Don't you understand from that hadalad lakan v'he lakan shari v'lamale lemisni ela? Right, he's saying you should ask the same kasha over there, just like he's asking that I can understand from the fact that it says that I should have three, that I shouldn't have two in the daf and three out of the daf, that I could understand myself, that means that I could have two out of the daf. So the same thing, he should have asked the same kasha, that over there it says that if you have a yiriya of nine columns, you shouldn't split it up into three and six. Rather, you should have four and five. So I could understand on my own from the fact that it says that you shouldn't do three over here and six over there, three columns on this area and six on that, so I can understand on my own that I should have four and five. So what does it have to speak it out for? V'chitei mahachanami, and if you're going to say, enachanami gimel lakan uvav lakan, afilu b'dievet puzzle. So if you're going to try and give the same teretz, that enachanami is coming to teach me that it's ma'akev. Ha, buchra, that's definitely wrong. The haktani oisa adam yiriya mibas sholish dafim up to eight dafim. So you see that Gemara Lehedya says that you can make a yiriya of three columns. So you can't make any such diak at all. And furthermore, it seems the imbanu ledaktik, if you're going to make a diak, yesh leimar kein, you should say the following. Ki lechura yesh ledaktik oid, diktani lo yichtav beis b'toich hadaf v'gimel chutz ladaf. The Gemara that we were discussing says that you shouldn't write two letters in the column and three outside of the column. Ela gimel b'toich hadaf, rather you should write three in the column ubeis chutz ladaf and two out of the column. Loshen ze vaday mashma, this loshen of the Gemara is certainly mashma, de b'chad gavna mairi, it's talking about one case, she'ein le'mokim ela le'beis toich hadaf. You only have room for two in the column. The Ka'amar and the Gemara says, de lo yasekein, you shouldn't put two in the column and three out, ela yichtav gimel toich hadaf. You should put three in the daf. De'imari begav nachrin, because if it was talking where you did have space, havalei le'meimer, the Gemara should have said so. Aval koisev hu gimel b'toich hadaf u'beis chutz ladaf. But that's not what the Gemara said. The kasha, dim ein loy mokim rak lebeis, if you only have room for two in the column, hey chichtev gimel. So the Gemara doesn't make sense. How can the Gemara tell you to write three in the column if you only have room for two? V'tzarech leimer, you have to say the teretz is the asal ashminan, it's coming to teach you she'im lefi hamokim loy hoya loy lichtev shom rak beis mikol mokim toiv yoyser she'yisamitz letzamtzim. Even though you only had room for two, so you should be mitzamtzim da'isiya, squeeze the letters, she'iyah le'mokim lichtav gimel, so that you should be able to fit in three, rather milahaniach as amokim ponei, than leaving that space blank. Why would you be required to do that? V'ulai, perhaps the reason is, mishum demechsi kefzik parsha, because if you leave three letters worth blank at the end of the line, that will look like a hefzik parsha. So perhaps that's the reason why it's better to be metzamtzem and squeeze in the three letters, even though be'etzem there's only room for two.